The first walkway the doctor tried almost gave way beneath his feet. The second creaked disconcertingly, and he half ran, half tiptoed across it. He didn't dare put his foot on a third. He decided to enter the nearest tower and descend to ground level. An easy task, as he found a building with a carpeted staircase. It had been a hotel. The robot porters were all gathered by a large, dead recharging station in a lobby, puzzled expressions stuck on their mechanical faces. The ground outside was metal, a broken-down moving pavement. It was littered with shards of glass and scrap metal, chunks of material that had fallen from the surrounding buildings after winter storms, or as whatever held them up there corroded away. The city had been carefully designed so that sunlight streamed over every building and down to every level. The sun was low in the green sky now, though. All that light meant weeds and grass had thrived, poked through holes in the concrete. There were even a few scattered saplings that would be great trees one day. Something on this planet had survived the cataclysm, and in the long term, that was all that was needed. 300 million years from now, this city would be a thin, silvery geological layer in the rock, and some distant descendant of these weeds would have evolved to puzzle over it. Earth had seen similar turmoil and mass extinction before humans had come along. Perhaps tomorrow, the doctor would take the TARDIS into the far future, pop in for a chat with a weedy geologist. The doctor stopped, turned. Something had caught his eye, a line of footprints in a patch of dirt. Whoever had made them had 6 toes on each bare foot. He hadn't anticipated anyone else being here. The implications of having company were all worrying. The doctor looked around. There was a figure at ground level, ducking round a corner out of sight. The doctor clambered over to where the movement had been. A pile of burned-out air cars blocked the other end of this passage. The doctor looked straight up at the perfectly smooth, vertical sides of 100-storey buildings. It was hard to see how anyone could have got away. The figure he'd seen must have been a trick of the light. It wouldn't even qualify as a particularly good trick, and he was on edge. The doctor concluded that there hadn't been a dark shape leapt out at the doctor. He turned to face it and was almost blinded. Belatedly, he realised the attacker had the sun behind it. By then, the creature was on him, shoving him. "Ghost!" a high-pitched voice yelled out. "Don't let a ghost touch you!" Half a dozen other shapes rushing out from tiny cracks and gaps in the walls. They were children.